This is the CBS World News Roundup.
We are fortunate to be alive at this moment in history.
Rosy predictions in President Clinton's final State of the Union address.
I'm Al Freeman. The loyal opposition calls the president's plans too much spending, not enough tax cutting.
The presidential candidates listen to the State of the Union speech and react. I'm Barry Bagnato in Manchester.
Deep South braces for deep snow. Good morning, everybody. I'm Christopher Glenn, CBS News. State of the Union.
Never before has our nation enjoyed at once so much prosperity and social progress with so little internal crisis and so few external threats.
President Clinton upbeat as he delivers what amounts to his valedictory to the assembled members of Congress and government leaders.
While declaring that the State of the Union is the strongest it has ever been, the president spent nearly an hour and a half putting forward a mountain of proposals that he says would make America even better.
We must be now, as we were in the beginning, a new nation.
He offered programs on scores of policy issues, including a $350 billion package of tax breaks to help people pay the cost of college, health care, and retirement. And on combating crime, Mr. Clinton called for the licensing of those who want to buy handguns.
Every state in this country already requires hunters and automobile drivers to have a license. I think they ought to do the same thing for handgun purchases.
As planned, the president paid special tribute to two Democratic political candidates, the vice president and first lady. But even Mr. Clinton had to laugh at his slip of the tongue.
Last year, the vice president launched a new effort to make communities more livable.
Today, the president takes his State of the Union message on the road to the town of Quincy, Illinois, a stop on his 1992 campaign bus tour. I'm Mark Noller at the White House. With congressional reaction, here is Al Freeman.
Republicans say the president doesn't get it, that he wants too much spending and federal control and doesn't cut taxes deeply enough. Maine Senator Susan Collins.
Taxes in general are simply too high. We will continue to fight for tax relief for American families.
Oklahoma Republican J.C. Watts isn't entirely turned off.
I thought some of his education things were very interesting. There's a couple of things that the president talked about that we can work on.
On the president's plan to license handgun buyers, the NRA says it would accomplish nothing because criminals don't care about licenses. Al Freeman, CBS News, Washington.
A CBS News InterSurvey online poll finds almost all Democrats and two-thirds of Republicans approve of the proposals the president made in the speech.
I think Clinton cares. He's one of our better presidents.
He's going to take care of Medicare.
I didn't agree with what he said. We're doing okay, but you know what? It's not him. It's other people.
And the poll shows that 71% of Americans would like the next president to continue President Clinton's policies. The presidential candidates campaigning for next week's New Hampshire primaries kept an ear on the president's speech. Live from Manchester, here's CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato.
Republican George W. Bush says he heard a litany of spending programs that will turn a large surplus into bigger government. He's being accused by rival Steve Forbes of expanding spending in government in Texas. John McCain will tell town meeting audiences today Bush's budget ideas would eat up too much of the surplus, leaving Social Security at risk. On the Democrat side, Vice President Gore is latching on to many of the president's proposals.
The Clinton-Gore economic plan has helped to unleash the economic energy of our people.
On some other issues, Gore is keeping his distance from his boss. Bill Bradley is stepping up his attacks on the vice president, telling voters here Gore can't be trusted. Live in Manchester, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
The White House says a requested meeting between President Clinton and Elian Gonzalez's grandmothers is unlikely, despite the president's support for their efforts to return the boy to his father in Cuba. The grandmothers will do some more lobbying on Capitol Hill today and are expected to head home tomorrow. It's 4 minutes past the hour.
KNX 1070, Los Angeles.
Gary!
Hey, hon.
There's an Infiniti i30 in our living room.
Oh, hold on. I love this part.
But why?
Well, you said you wanted a Bose audio system in the house.
Now the Infiniti i30 isn't the only place to experience the rich, clear sound of a Bose audio system. Because right now, as an expression of our thanks, when you purchase or lease the all-new Infiniti i30, you'll receive a Bose Acoustic Wave music system for your home. That's over a $1,200 value.
And these leather-appointed seats match your eyes.
Oh, sweetie.
Don't lean on the car. I just had it waxed.
Sorry.
Take home the all-new i30 today, and our thank you. A Bose home audio system, compliments of Infiniti.
Infiniti. Only, and you'll understand.
Bose is a registered trademark of the Bose Corporation. To receive a Bose system, you must take delivery of a new i30 by 229-2000. Retailer contribution required. See participating retailers for details.
Winter's at it again, prowling the south.
We've got about 18 inches of snow on the ground, and I know that's a first in my lifetime.
Rick Smith's the mayor of Gurdon in Arkansas's southwest corner. The Dallas-Fort Worth area is reeling, and the weather is threatening the deep south states. Delta Airlines spokesman Dan Lewis in Atlanta.
We will reduce our flights in and out of Atlanta by about 50% of our normal operations.
The storm has already dumped as much as a foot of snow on parts of Mississippi. Forecasters think accumulations will be less as it moves east, but warn that icy sleet may coat roads and power lines from Alabama to the Carolinas by tonight. And it had to happen just as tens of thousands of visitors pour into town for the Super Bowl. The winter storm warning has been posted for Atlanta, predicting as much as 4 inches of snow. But as we hear from CBS News reporter Peter King, the hype for the big game goes on.
St. Louis and Tennessee are sending their first teams ever to the Super Bowl, and their fans are delirious as they look over all the merchandise.
Come to Super Bowl and see their name on this stuff is just like a dream. I'm still in a dream. It's great.
St. Louis Rams fan Bob Ruther checked into his hotel wearing a ragged but lucky sweatshirt with quarterback Kurt Warner's number 13.
It doesn't get washed very often, but it'll be on during Super Bowl.
His brother Doug Ruther says they used to root for the old St. Louis Cardinals until they moved to Arizona. So what's the difference between being a fan then and now?
We're in the Super Bowl. Never have before.
Peter King, CBS News, Atlanta.
The New York City Welfare Department has been finding work for its clients as psychics, even if they're not. I can see CBS News correspondent Dan Raviv live with details.
The future may be a little brighter for welfare recipients who get into job training programs, an idea applauded by President Clinton. A New York City official, Deborah, confirms that one of the options is to learn to be a psychic for one of those phone-in services where people pay for predictions. Welfare recipients are told they can earn $10 an hour plus bonuses, and they are trained to read tarot cards.
As free human beings, they can make a decision about what's most appropriate for them, what meets their capability and interest.
She says the city often subsidizes thousands of companies, but the New York Times says the psychic hotlines have been accused of fraud and deception. Live in Washington, Dan Raviv, CBS News.
A 29-year-old Norwegian woman sets a medical record. Dr. Mads Gilbert says she was skiing down a frozen waterfall gully when she fell and got trapped.
She was hanging head down under the ice with her whole body submerged in this waterfall current that continuously overflooded her with this ice-cold water.
By the time she was rescued, 40 minutes later, her body temperature had fallen to less than 57 degrees. She's the only person known to have survived such severe hypothermia. U.S. economy really sizzled during the 1999 fourth quarter, moving ahead at a 5.8% annual rate. For the entire year, the GDP rose 4%, third year in a row. Growth has been 4% or higher. It's 8 minutes after.
You're listening to KNX 1070.
The following is important home loan information from Jay O'Neill of JMO Incorporated, a California Department of Real Estate licensed broker. Please listen.
We have a new adjustable rate loan that is so new to the market, its existence is not yet widely known. This loan will fund up to 90% of the value of your property for purchase or refinance with a low start rate of only 4.95%. But that's not all. Incredibly, this loan requires no income documentation at all. No tax returns, no financial statements, nothing. And again, this is on loans of up to 90% of your property's value with rates starting from 4.95%. Now, we never know how long these programs will last, so please don't wait. Call 1-800-828-1999. That's 1-800-828-1999. Once again, for a loan starting at 4.95% on loans of up to 90% of your property's appraised value, all with no income verification required, call now. 1-800-828-1999. That's 1-800-828-1999.
Rates and terms subject to change without notification. APR 7.79%.
Hey, are you having fun yet? If not, you probably will be as soon as you get to work, because this is Fun at Work Day. The annual event's the brainchild of workplace consultant Diane Decker, who says that when people enjoy their work more, they're more productive. That laughter releases tension and builds rapport.
People are able to open their minds up to new possibilities when they don't feel so restricted and so unhappy about their situation.
She says some companies observe the occasion with a potluck lunch or by watching a funny video. But if your company doesn't have a Have Fun at Work Day, she says, don't be shy. Just walk up to your boss and suggest it.
Bosses are people, too. And many times they're just as stressed out and have so much that's going on. And so for an employee to offer this up with a suggestion could really be a wonderful break for that manager.
Mm-hmm. And that's the World News Roundup for Friday, January 28th. The broadcast produced by Steve Balton, and I'm Christopher Glenn, CBS News.